Continue Bezer, Shem Yisbarach, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Tzadik Tes. Dina Kvura Beis HaKfaris, Kvura Amur B'Toyra. The Torah speaks about Kvura, Hishit Nesek Meis B'Kaka Mamish, means that we should put the person who passed away in the ground. B'Habim M'Karpis N'Lich, Nogin L'Nichas HaMeis, Boren HaNos Osim B'Nasarim. It says in some places, there's a minute to put the nifter in a coffin, hosim in a room that's made out of wood boards, the cane covering his side, and that's how he's buried. The ef shishlei in the coffin aron zeh, because there has to be, they have to make holes in that coffin. Sag b'hachi, yesh b'kayim shekayim b'loy aron. There are places that the kfura is done without a coffin. El manichnei say el karka mamish b'loy dach tachtov. They put the nifter on the ground without any wood under him. Elam netzdadim, on the sides of the nifter, nois nishnei dapim, they put two boards of wood. Ve'ela noisim oidav achad, and then they put another board, because they don't want k'desh layipal ofar gufa meis. They don't want the earth to fall on the body of the nifter. Shezeb b'zoyin loy, they look at it as if an embarrassment that should happen to the person who passed away. There are places that the neftarim are buried without an oren. Brak lekahanim ubechayrim, kahanim ubechayrim who passed away, shem chshuvim, that they are distinguished individuals, oisim oren. Kishayis oren, when an oren is constructed, yesh lizar b'shua and the sarim, that one should be most careful that the boards of the coffin that are not buried, shloi lasmam ezatashmish, they should not be used for any purpose. Yesh lahasgbam tachs akli, shemcham samayim v'tahara. The only thing that they should be used for is to heat the water that is used for the tahara. Toiviv levi shechilu aniyim al shulchanim. Generous people who had poor people as their guest. Yesh lasis lahem orim and ashochem. The minig is to make the orim in which they're buried from the table in which they had the guests. Kishemai shikos v'holach l'fon achop tzidkecha. When they put the nifter into the grave, the minig is to say the name of the nifter like that he should remember his name as he comes to the olam ha'emes. Sif beis. Menichas ha'meis al gabav. Nifter should be buried on his back. Upon of Lamala with his face up. Mishashli Afar Eretz Yisrael. Somebody who has earth from Eretz Yisrael, when they bury the Nifta, Mefazim Ksas Tachtav, they put some of the earth under the Nifta, Ksas Olav, and some on top of him. Hashem, based on the Pasuk, V'chiper Ad Mosai Amoy. Vikr, Losses Al Brisa Kodesh. The main thing is to put the earth on top of his bris. Begam aponav apiv on his mouth, alenov on his eyes, or kapov on his hands. Sif gimlein koivim esemetsim eitzel zeh. We don't put two niftarim right next to each other. Elm kerayadoif and amafsik b'neim, lest the wall that separates them, yochel lamed b'fnei atzmi, is strong enough to stand by itself. V'lepachas eish itzpaz. Sheish itzpaz, it should be at least a thickness of 6 etzbos. V'mef sheyesh lach m'sheyesh shish tfachim zein l'zeh. If at all possible, there should be 6 tfachim between the neftarim. Aval ish oy ish nekparim benam oyim bitam. A man or a woman may be buried with their son or daughter. Oyim ben oy bas benam bitam, or with grandchildren. Zah klal. Kol shkot n'shiyosh n'im b'chayiv. If the child is allowed to sleep with that person while they were alive in the same bed, nikmim b'maisa, they could be buried in the same grave. Av ben gadol im aviv, but a adult son with his father, or bas gadol im ima, or adult daughter with her mother, einim nikbarim yachad, should not be buried together. Afilu b'ktayanim, even when the halacha is lenient with children, dafka likba shneim bas achas, only if they're being buried at the same time. Avam kvar nikvar echad, if one was already buried, Osluk by Etzloy Etzacher. Once somebody was buried, we don't bury somebody else next to him later. Siftal Kfar Mavur Besimakuf Samach Gimel Subzayin. The Tinik Shemes, Rechman Son of a young child, male child, was Nifter. Marlon Osloy Etzl Karvray. Before he's buried, they do a bris milah, the Karim Lashem, and we give him a name. The Kainla Tanoikis, and he's sold to by a girl, Gamken Srikim Lokra Lashem, we should give her a name. The Srikim Lazar Sukhtanim Alzem, and the people who are involved in burying Niftarim should know this halacha. Sefhei Einois Mishnei Aroina Zal Gavzeh. We don't put two coffins, one on top of the other. Elam yesh b'neim ofashish tfachim, unless there's earth of six tfachim separating them. Sivov, ein kovim rasha et tzadik, we don't bury a rasha next to a tzadik. Shenemar, al te'a soif imchatoim nafshi, v'afil a rasha chomer et a rasha kal, even if you have two rishoim, but one was a bigger rasha than the other, then ein kovim, we don't bury them next to each other. V'kein, ein kovim tzadik v'koshkein, b'ein oini v'kosher, we shouldn't bury a tzaddik or somebody who is just average, etzel chosam muflag, next to somebody who was very pious. Shnaim shayim sonim zelze, two individuals who hated each other, ein lekarvam yachad, should also not be buried next to each other. Shingam b'meisim ein lam menucha yachad, they won't have any rest if they're buried next to each other. But the halacha, the paiskum say chazanish, and other paiskum suggest that if people who should not have been buried next to each other were buried next to each other, we don't exhume them under those circumstances. Sevzayin, haminig lahakbit shloy lakach marach atzina biyat chaverim kishkoivim sameis. When people are involved in burying the nifter and they're shoveling the earth, the shovel is not handed directly from one person to the next person. The first one drops the shovel, and then the next person is the one that picks it up, but they don't hand the shovel one to the other. The minig is that everybody who's attending the kvura should try to participate in the actual burial, or putting the earth in the kever. When one does do the digging, he says v'hu rachim three times. And then, after the person finishes burying, doing his part, he says the words Lech b'sholem, b'tenuach, b'tamo l'gairalecho, l'chetz hayomim. We say Lech b'sholem, but we don't say to a nifter, we say Lech b'sholem, and to a living person, we say Lech l'sholem. And this, of course, a chesed shalemis. Any participation in a levaya is in the category of chesed shalemis. Sif ches lach shenichus ameis bekever. After we put the nifter in the kever, mehapchen samita shalosh pamim, the bed that they carried him on should be turned over three times. K'mita b'gematria din. The word mita has the same gematria as the word din. And what we're trying to show is loy mashis hapach adil rachmim, that the din of chas v'shalom this person is supposed to have should be turned over to rachmim. The hesped lemochol, and the hesped should become a song. Zeich l'dof, as we say the pasuk every day, hofach the misbdi lemocholi. B'yom she'en amim tachnan, in a day that tachnan is not said, ein ois min zois, we don't do this either. Siftesim yesh yoshim beis akvaris, if the yosim is in the beis akvaris, as lach akfura, after the kfur that took place by day, machikel chalapakas abba amos min akfarim, we distance ourselves four amos from the kfarim. V'amres amizman lanatzeach shimu zois tehillim memtes. Obiyom she'en amim tachna, if the day that tachna is not said, amim michtam lo David tilim tazayin. V'yosim amim the kaddish that says dus osel scharatop. Mekal amim imay, the people who are there say along the words v'yikarei. V'yesh b'kamis nagim shagam hakadosh omer tchila kodem hakfura lachat tzadik adin. Some places the kfur is recited, the kaddish is recited before the kfur, before after tzadik adin. V'yesh b'kamis, and there are other places that have the minig shagam tzadik adin Ein Omer Alach HaKfur, the Tzedek HaDin, is not said until after the Kfura.